If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, united as we burn up the dance floor, the audio dance floor, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and prodigiously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the pursuit, the trivial pursuit of jock talk. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hope all is going okay in your world. We are back at it again here, as we will have later on through the nocturnal journey, the red-eye flight. We'll have lame jokes of the week much later on. You'll be sleeping by then. Maller to the third degree. The Coop Scoop on entertainments later on. And if you miss any of this content, also Balderdash, you can go back and download the podcast. But let's get right into it, because our lead coming from the Commonwealth. It was a Thursday night football battle royale, AFC style, as the shorthanded, missing couple guys on defense, including Von Miller, the Bills visiting the Patriots. It's like, wow, the Patriots play a little bit better. They lost to the Vikings on a tough break late in that game on Thanksgiving night. And here's another opportunity, divisional game for New England to show the world that they are better than they have been. And it's a measuring stick. How do you match up against the Bills. You got Al Michaels there. Herb Street was hanging out. Now, I don't know if you watch this or not. Maybe you have a job. Maybe you don't have Amazon. I have no idea. Well, Josh Allen had a pair of touchdown passes. Buffalo had to punt several times, which is shocking. But in the end, the Bills Mafia pummeled the Patriots 24-10 in a game that did not even feel that close. The Bills improved to 9-3, New England dropping to 6-6. They will not finish at 500. There is no way mathematically possible they can finish at 500. So the better story is in the losing locker room. So that's where we're going to go. We'll start there. The question, right off the top, the quarterback. Do the Patriots have a Mac Jones problem? And I'm nodding my head yes. I'm nodding my head yes. I've got imposter, Reba McEntire, and bedpost. And we will tie all of these random things that are in no way related together. And we are going to make some Boston cream pie, which will make you feel a little better. So, A, I'm going against the popular opinion, the quarterback apologist club. The quarterback apologist club says it's not Mac Jones' fault. Blame the fat man, Matt Patricia. And I'm certainly not sitting here and saying Patricia is without culpability. But Mac Jones' performance blows. And we were all bamboozled by Mac Jones. His recent statistics over the last month were pretty good. We talked about as we handicapped the game, we got it completely wrong after the first quarter. But Mac Jones had been the better quarterback statistically over the last month than his rival with the Bills. And you look at everything that's happened over the course of the season. He survived the Bailey Zappi quarterback controversy. Mac actually looked good early in this game. It turned out to be a facade and completely disintegrated as the game went on. We were led astray. And as the game progressed, watching Mac attempt to play quarterback against what was supposed to be a flea-bitten Bills defense, it was akin to waterboarding. I wanted to puke in my mouth watching Mac try to matriculate the ball down the field. Jones, excuse my French here, lacking the je ne sais quoi. Right? You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy. Imposter. I'm telling you, the guy's an imposter. Mac played like a country bumpkin. And how many times do we see him on third down, complete a pass just short of the marker or run a yard short of the marker on third down, just low football IQ and look like the deer in the headlights? He was fine for a quarter. The opening quarter of the game, Mac Jones looked like, okay, we got something here. He's 5 out of 5, 82 yards, had a couple of big pass plays and a touchdown, and had a passer rating that was perfection, 158 passer rating, and then he vanished like a typewriter. Right? How often do you see a typewriter, right, or a payphone? The rest of the game, from the end of the first quarter to the end of the game, zombie. Zombie! Mac Jones was a zombie! He was 17 to 31 passing. He averaged, I thought it was bad. I was like, well, it can't be that bad. And I did some back of the napkin math. I did my Mallard math. And if maybe I'm wrong on this, but the number I wrote down, Mac Jones from the second quarter through the end of the game averaged 3.6 yards per pass attempt. That seems impossible. But it is accurate, right? I mean, it's crazy. This was a placement test, and Mac Jones has to repeat the class. He grades out on the Mallor report card as a backup quarterback with a high upside selling insurance. Okay, selling insurance. Now, Mac also had a sideline meltdown. We can do a frame-by-frame breakdown on that. Lip readers tell us that Mac yelled at the offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, throw the effing ball. This effing running game sucks. Allegedly. That was what it said. Now, who does he think he is? Kyler Murray? Zach Wilson? Exactly. Like, what's going on there? All right. Now, page 2. What does this game tell us about the Patriots overall, right? Overall talking about pitch. Now, New England was like a Reba McEntire tune, okay? All dressed up with nowhere to go. They had those great Pat Patriot uniforms on. Wonderful. They looked great. They didn't play that way. And so the Patriots, you put them at 6-6. They're a faux contender. I have them as a faux contender. They're what in the boxing world you'd call them a ham and egger. They're a bunch of ham and eggers. Ordinary team, garden variety, nothing to brag about on social media. An ugly brand of football. I mean, that was, and they hadn't been that bad in a while, but it was unentertaining. Bill Belichick, you know, he doesn't have a terrible team. It's just not a serious contender. The defense, above average. They are solid but unspectacular. In the food industry, you would call them pink slime, hot dog filler, right? A mix of meat byproducts and preservatives. That they don't have the sex appeal. There's no wow factor there. They're lacking the dynamic playmakers. I mean, you watch the Patriots, you can see this here. You just have a lack of force multipliers, and but that's part of the problem. But Mac Jones doesn't get a pass. I mean, he's not getting the job done. You can say with Dante Parker and Nelson Aguilar and Jacoby Myers and these guys, these are not game-breaking players, and that's true. But Mac Jones doing the basics, also part of the problem. All right, last word here. So how should the Bills process this victory on Thursday night? So this was another notch in the bedpost, right? Since New England is a average team, borderline team, you can't really get too worked up by beating them. With Von Miller out, it was a noble effort by the Bills defense. They were very effective, but it was also some bad offense by the Patriots. They had several guys dinged up, not just Von Miller, but Buffalo was able to twist Mac Jones and the Patriot running game into a soft pretzel as the game went on. And after that early deficit, I mean, it came out. First three drives, they scored on all three of them, the Bills, and eventually put the Patriots in a body bag. It was a buzzsaw situation. Josh Allen, far from perfect. He was not. I mean, they had a fumble. Patriots missed a field goal after that, and there was just no sense of urgency. That's the maddening thing. There was really no sense of urgency there. So now the Bills have the Jets and Dolphins ahead in Western New York. They've righted the ship after those back-to-back losses to the Vikings and the Jets earlier in the season. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. The Ben Maller Show, as we press on here through the overnight hours, and we'll give you a little flavor, a little taste of what's going on here with these Patriots and with their side of things. So Mac Jones, the big story, the sideline confrontation, the quarterback yelling at the offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, throw the effing ball, this effing running game sucks. Classic temper tantrum. I thought I was watching Kyler Murray out there. Here's Mac Jones asked about that. I'm sure he'll give a totally honest answer on what the hell happened there when he was screaming and yelling and having a hissy fit.
What I said was about throwing it deeper in the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which was working. But I felt like we needed chunk plays, and, you know, I shouted that out to kind of get everyone going. And that's emotional. That's football. I'm passionate about this game.
Yeah, very passionate. Okay, here's more. So passionate. See, you can do that when you're good. This is what people understand. People think there's some kind of code. There's no code to it. Like, if you're winning a bunch of games and you have a hissy fit, it's great. If you suck, like Kyler Murray or Mac Jones would do it, it's a whole different conversation. Okay, comprende? All right, here's more. Here's Mac Jones, and he's talking about the A word.
I didn't do this right. Call me out for it. Tell me that I'm wrong. And if you're a good leader, you can accept that. You can look at the other guy and say the same thing to him that he says to you. So the best players in the world at any sport, they have that accountability with their teammates. And obviously the coaches are a big part of it, but it really starts with the players. And clearly I haven't done a good enough job.
That is true. You blow. That is correct. All right, Bill Belichick. who had an interesting outfit on the sidelines. You saw the game. You know what I'm talking about there. He wore like the big parka, which was pretty funny. Anyway, here is Belichick. You'll hear the question and the answer as the Patriots are running an offense right out of the Bronze Age.
Would you consider the struggles on offense more of a play calling issue or an execution issue?
Well, we just need to do a better job overall.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
A loaded question. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, shoulder to shoulder, as we talk out of necessity. I got bills to pay coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and excessively powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the shop, the verbal butcher shop of sporting heroes. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Our lead this hour coming from Jerry's World. Oh, yeah. I can't go more than a day without talking about the Cowboys. Even when they're bad, they're not bad this year. But so the Cowboys have a date in prime time, Sunday night, which means more likely than not, barring some kind of football catastrophe, we will likely be talking about that Colt-Cowboy game to begin our Sunday into Monday show. But in the lead up to that game, they're dancing around a rockabilly story there from the 1950s. Dak Prescott put in the pressure cooker, the Cowboy quarterback. If you didn't hear about this, perhaps not. Let me give you the condensed backstory, and then we'll get to the meat of the matter. So Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott facing the media, and he was quizzed about that 1957 photograph from Little Rock, Arkansas, a desegregation protest photo of Jerry Jones, a still photography picture that had not seen the light of day for many years and popped up last week. And Dak Prescott, being the face of the Cowboy locker room, was quizzed about that. And, well, rather than me tell you what Dak Prescott had to say, let's go to the audio tape. Here is Dak explaining and answering the loaded question.
Whether LeBron's talking about the picture, I mean, I think that's on Jerry to address, right? I mean, in the same sense, it's 65 years ago. And how times have changed. I mean, look the man's resume since then, right? And as I said, I give grace. And I think that's a conversation and a question not only for him, but for you guys and how y'all feel, how accountable y'all have been and covering and discussing the disparities and differences in race. So as I said, I'm here for growth and giving grace and trying to make this world a better place. And that's who I am at my core and all I believe in. And yeah, unfortunate things come up from the past, pictures, and they show how far we've come, but in the same sense, they're a reminder of how short of a time that was ago in the same sense. It wasn't that long ago that we were all sitting on different sides and that we weren't together. But as I said, I wouldn't be here if it was still that way. So I believe in grace and change. And those are questions for Jerry and for y'all, honestly, that I don't have quite the answers for.
All right. So he kept going back. That was his talking point, the grace and the change there. But in the picture is Jerry Jones at age 14, snot-nosed teenager in the back of a crowd of high school students attempting to block six black kids from entering the high school. So anyway, let us discuss the question. Dak Prescott, was Dak Prescott's response ludicrous or logical? Anytime you talk about issues like this, it's a third rail, my man. People freak out on all sides. I thought it was level-headed response by Dak Prescott. I've got Moonlight, Arsonist, and Puppet Master. And we will lock all of these things together, and we're going to make a 10-gallon hat, that's all the rage, those big hats. But back in Texas, they did it in the olden days. All right, so number one. Dak Prescott, we have been critical of him on the field, but off the field, this guy is a smooth operator, media savvy. It was a loaded question. Right? Loaded question. You have to thread a needle on topics like this. And as a master craftsman, Dak Prescott was nimble, able to maneuver around the booby trap. Because think about it, Jerry Jones is his boss. Dak Prescott cannot be stepping on too many toes here. He's got to look out for the locker room, the whole thing and all that. But he also has to be mindful if he goes too far one direction, it'll explode. It is a booby trap, right? It is a booby trap. And after listening to Dak and watching this and watching the fallout, I believe that he does have a second career lined up that Dak can moonlight as a crisis negotiator. De-escalation. I promise you that is not what the media, the race-obsessed media, was hoping that Dak Prescott would say. They wanted something more to latch onto, and they're upset they didn't get it. But Dak took the air out of the balloon. Right? He sat down at the metaphorical negotiating table. He was very calm. He was non-judgmental. Did not have anger or take offense. It was a rather benign answer. You could say political would be another way to say it. And, of course, since Dak did not give the answer that people were hoping for, certain types were very upset, the race-baiting people. That actually got backlash. Dak Prescott's being called names by the angry mob. How dare you? upset that he did not take a pound of flesh from the octogenarian owner of the Cowboys. All right, so the second part of this diatribe, a question that should be asked, I think it's kind of obvious, is why was Dak Prescott quizzed about the Jerry Jones photo? Right? You follow the breadcrumbs. Now, as he mentioned, there's a 65-year-old story, but it was brought back out of the cobwebs by a group of scribes from the Washington Post who unearthed the photo. But it was a week ago. It was during Thanksgiving week. It laid dormant, didn't get much attention at all for roughly a week. And then LeBron James said, all right, I got something now. I got something. He made sure it had juice. So LeBron is the arsonist in this story. Right? The fire was started by the Washington Post, but it fizzled out. And LeBron's like, hey, I think I can start the fire again. I'd like to start. And he had a conniption fit, whining to reporters that he hadn't been asked to comment on the photo, which is a 10 out of 10, right? Because LeBron, he loves a good racial brouhaha as long as it's not related to, like, anti-Semitism. He doesn't like to go there unless he gets signed off by Nike or his buddies in China. When it comes to those kind of things, he just shuts up and dribbles. I also love the fact so many athletes, when it comes to the media relations, they're like, I'm only here to talk about football. Like Deshaun Watson, right? Watson only wanted to talk about football. And when it fits your agenda, you only want to talk about football. But when it fits another agenda, like LeBron's obviously big into the racial issues and things like that, he likes to be on top of those things. So when he comes to this, he's like, oh, I want to comment on it. He didn't play in the NFL. He didn't play for the Cowboys. He's got no association with the Cowboys. So who cares what LeBron James thinks about Jerry Jones? But he's then lecturing the media. And we mentioned this the other day in a previous episode. He's lecturing the media. Oh, I can't believe I wasn't asked about this. You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, playing the victim card and all. It's just ridiculous. And so Dak Prescott can thank the arsonist LeBron James there, who in this story, LeBron gets the puck with a P treatment as into the penalty box. And I believe they still have that. The 2 minutes for being an instigator. So they tack on 2 minutes there in the penalty box as an instigator. Now, final point. What are the chances that this Jerry Jones story continues to mushroom into a bigger deal? We saw it came out a week ago, not a lot to it. LeBron, the arsonist, fire starts up again. Dak calms the fire down. Are we going to see activists protesting at Jerry's World this weekend? Are we going to see? Are you going to see people walking around with picket signs? Will somebody run out in the field with a sign and a smoke bomb and try to get attention? So I think it's obviously a possibility. I mean, those who make their living stirring up racial hatred and those kind of things, it's red meat, right? And we are at a fork in the road with this story. Now, my gut tells me that this is not going to escalate much further, and I'll tell you why. Dak calmed it down. Jerry has addressed this. He recently told the media that he was a spectator at the high school. He was a sophomore in Arkansas. And he claims, we can debate whether this is true or not, he claims he didn't know the gravity of what was going on. That's what he said. But we have not seen, this is another part of these stories, having done this for a few years, it's not my first barbecue, we haven't seen a line of people who are running out to collaborate. Jerry's a racist, and here's what he did. And like, we haven't seen that. When Donald Sterling was involved in a story years ago, there were people lined up around the building. It was like they were giving away free TVs to tell stories about what a scumbag Sterling was. I haven't seen that about Jerry. We have. And so if that starts popping up like whack-a-mole, that would certainly extend things. The other part of this is Jerry Jones, because of the wealth he has and because of the influence he has, is the puppet master. He controls the media in Dallas. They're at his behest. They genuflected Jerry. Plus, he's also got connections at all the big media companies from his relations going back to the 1980s in the NFL. And so that does lead to stories like this kind of going away. Right? And if you're not on that that list, these things continue. But it's a 65-year-old story. It's wild. Wild and crazy. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll see if anything happens. And, of course, we will be here to give hot takes all night long.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And the Kubaloo.
Jeff Howe, a reporter from The Athletic, who previously covered the Patriots for 13 years, suggested on Wednesday that it's not out of the question for Tom Brady to return to the Patriots next season. Ben, what would you put the odds out of that happening?
Well, after you saw Mac Jones puke up and down the field on Thursday night, you think the odds are better. But I would say there's a 60% chance. I believe that Brady wants... I think he wants to go back. Everything that has been said, it's all indicated that Giselle was the reason that he left. She didn't want to live in New England anymore. It was too cold. She didn't like the area. She wanted to go to somewhere where it was warmer. And also that she was the one that was driving a wedge between Brady and Belichick. And I buy that. And if that's the case and the Patriots never replaced Brady, they have an opening, and Brady wants to go back, why not bring him back? But outside of that, and you're going to have the Raiders, the 49ers are also going to be in the mix as possibilities, and also the Tennessee Titans for Brady. Next!
Matt Rhule was interviewed this week when he revealed that the Panthers had sold him on at least a four-year plan, but then obviously pulled the plug on him at less than three. Ben, did the Panthers do him dirty?
No, Matt Rhule, he overstepped the mark. He's a dope. He did a lousy job. You get 4 years, but are you that gullible to believe that you can't show any improvement? The Panthers were tangibly worse than when he got there, and they sucked when he got there. He should be brought up on grand larceny charges for what he did for the Carolina Panthers. The guy's a college coach. I hope you enjoy Lincoln, Nebraska. Next!
It was reported that the Tampa Bay Rays have spoken with Jacob DeGrom's camp. They now join the Rangers, Yankees, and of course the Mets as the only teams that we know of that have been in contact with him. Which of those would you give the best shot at landing him?
Well, DeGrom's a total soldier of fortune, right? Ball player of fortune. He'd play in Afghanistan if they offer him enough money. I've heard he doesn't like playing in New York, but the Mets are going to offer him a ton of money. So the Mets are the favorite, but he is from Florida, but not from Tampa. He's like 150 miles away. There's a shot. How do we do?
Pass this edition.
That is a winner. I won the game, Hollering James. I won the game, James.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Here we go. Hit that button, Roberto. Come on. We got jokes. Joke, 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 joke.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Lame week.
Lame week who?
It's Big Ben's lame joke of the week.
And these are actual jokes by actual listeners of the Ben Maller Show. We thank you for that. And we say hello to America's favorite laugh track from Miami. Weed Man Hippie. Hello, Weed Man.
Ben, I love you.
Where were you last week, Weed Man?
Where were you? You weren't on. You didn't
call.
Oh, that's
true. I wasn't here. That is correct. I didn't call. All right. Well, let's get to the jokes. Have you found your teeth, Weed Man?
No. No. Mice keep biting me.
All right. Well, it's...
Hey, Ben, say hello to Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Hi. What's up?
Hi, Ben.
Oh, look at that, Lisa. Lovely, right? Lisa. What a wonderful voice. All right, here we go. Let's do it right now. Here we go. Why do people leave? These are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners. Why do people leave Lizzo's concerts when they start? Yeah, you don't know, right?
Because
no, because they think it's over when the fat lady sings. It's from Brendan in Boston. Did you hear that? For Christmas, Lizzo will be performing the Nutcracker. Yeah, it's true. Only one small change, however. Lizzo's version will be called the Stage Cracker. There you go. Gordon in Tacoma. Did you hear that Lizzo went through torture on Thanksgiving? Yeah.
Wow.
It turns out she was gravy boarded. It was really painful. That's Kurt from Earth who sent that one in. What's the one thing you'll never find in Lizzo's house over the holidays?
What is that?
Leftovers. Leftovers. You will never find leftovers. That's from Milkman Mike in Colorado. In all seriousness, there is a sport that Lizzo always wins, right? She always always wins, always comes out on top.
I don't know. What is that?
Squash. Yeah, that's Surfer Todd the comedian. And he may be in studio, Surfer Todd the comedian, on Monday into Tuesday. He might be stopping by to see us. All right, what is next here? Let's see here. So last week, did you know that Lizzo cheered for Wales in the World Cup and not the United States?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she chose to cheer for her native species instead of her native country. So she went that direction. That's Chris in Des Moines. Who is Lizzo's favorite Star Wars villain?
I don't know.
Girth Vader. Big fan of Girth Vader. Did you hear that Lizzo's actually a big soccer fan?
Really?
No.
Yeah, that's the joke. See, that's the big, yeah. That's Alex the cynical. What's worse than waking up next to Lizzo?
Next to Weedman?
No. Not waking up under Lizzo. That would be. That's Gordon in Tacoma. All right. Are you ready for your roast here, Weed Man?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. People found Weed Man sleeping on a bench. They thought he was dead because his lips were blue. How about that? Yeah. No, that's not the punchline. It turns out he'd been eating out of the Port-a-John. That's the punchline right there. There you go. That's a hillbilly mic. They have said that beggars can't be choosers. You've heard that before, right?
Yes, correct.
And in Weed Man's case, beggars can be losers. So here's that.
That's great. That's
Justin
funny.
In D.C. All right. We all try to refrain from writing Weed Man jokes. We don't want to write these jokes.
Nah.
But like Weed Man, it never works. We just keep writing them. That's Justin in D.C., a very funny man. This guy's the joke writing machine. He's a dominant joke writer. Did you hear that Weed Man thought he had finally found his teeth?
Really?
I wish.
Yeah, it turns out he was just a package of Tic Tacs. That's all it was.
I wonder.
That's Milkman Mike in Colorado. Well, Weed Man has quite the sugar tooth.
Really?
Yeah. He can't resist a big bowl of mice cream. He really likes that. That's Justin in D.C.
It's crazy.
All right. Did you hear that Lizzo and Weed Man had a baby boy? I hope Lisa doesn't find out about that. Yeah. Yeah, they named it Schizo, is what they named it. That was Milkman in Colorado. What's Weed Man's favorite Star Wars movie?
No idea.
Rat Turn of the Jedi. That's a big one there. What's Weed Man's all-time favorite movie?
I don't know.
Pirates of the Caribbean. He's a big fan of that. That's Justin in D.C. again. And what is Weed Man's dream car?
I don't know.
A Mouse Arati. Big fan. All right, hold on. We've got the Brian Finley radio roast is straight ahead here, so be prepared for that. Weed Man, this guy Finley's been in here all week. We wanted to hire you, but you couldn't get to L.A., unfortunately, so we had to put him in here. This portion of the show made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Lame jokes of the week continue next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
I got to tell you, Justin in Cincinnati sent me one of these Sir Scratch-Off videos, and I kind of wish I was Blind Scott after watching some of that video. Holy crap. All right. Weed Man, you there, Weed Man?
I love you, Ben. Make me laugh.
All right. What is longer than an Eddie Garcia vacation?
I don't know.
A Brian Finley update. That's from Alex the Cynical. What do Brian Finley and almond butter have in common?
I don't know.
They're both acquired tastes. They are. That's Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. What is the Maller Militia's unanimous PSA for Brian Finley?
I'm not sure.
Let's go, Brian. You can beat the train. You can do it. That's a Chip from Maine. I mean, apparently Brian's girlfriend wants to break up with him.
Really?
Yeah, I guess she found out about him lasting longer when he's doing an update than in other areas. So she's a little upset there. It's a curse from Earth. What do Brian Finley updates and late-night infomercials have in common?
No idea.
Well, both can be summed up in less than a minute, but take 30 minutes to finish. So it's about right. It's Milkman Mike in Colorado who sent that one in. Did you hear that Brian Finley once dated the Rhea sisters?
Really?
Yes, Daya and Ghana. The first names. That's George in Uvalde, Texas. Good job by you, George. That's a funny joke. Why is Brian Finley FSR's version of Bomani Jones?
No idea.
Well, he is single-handedly doing more to send listeners to our competitor than anyone else. That's George, again, in Uvalde. Why is Eddie Garcia's job like road repair?
I don't know. How is it?
His job is manned by a fill-in crew. That's George in Rochester, Minnesota. I tried to think of a joke about Eddie Garcia. Tried to, right?
Mm-hmm.
But much like Eddie, it didn't show up. Justin in D.C. Weedman, you've actually worked more on the show the last month than Eddie, so congratulations on that. All right,
wow.
I know. I saw Eddie Garcia the other day. How about that one?
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately, it was on the side of a milk carton, so that's the bad news. Well, Eddie's wife's fandom is really rubbing off on Garcia.
Really?
Yeah, when it comes to work, all he does is bolt. That's it. He's bolts right out of there. Justin in D.C., another funny one. Did you know that Brian Finley is an inspiration for a whole lot of people?
Really?
Yes, he's proof that no matter how bad you suck at stuff, you can always get a job. So there is that. It's not all bad news. From Hillbilly Mike. Well, Eddie has claimed for years that he likes to play hockey. You've heard that before, right?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times.
Yeah.
Now, it turns out he was lying. He really meant hooky. He likes to play hooky. He does. What do you call Eddie? This is a tough one. What do you call Eddie Garcia at a Chargers game?
What do you call that?
Sick is what you got, because he won't be at work. He's sick. That's Alex the Cynical who sent that one in. Did you hear that the police are investigating Ferg Dog?
Really?
Yeah, Ferg Dog. Yeah, first Eddie Garcia was sick last week. Then he disappeared this week. Allegedly, Ferg Dog likes Brian Finley a little bit too much. A little bit too much. That's from listener Mason in Huntington Beach. All right. So those are the Finley jokes. I have some other jokes here that are pretty amusing. What would Doc Mike be doing if 70% of the earth was made up of urine?
No idea.
Oh, my God.
He'd be sipping from that World Cup is what he would be doing. That's Kurt from Earth.
Doc Mike.
Why am I able to record so many TireRack.com spots?
Why is that?
Well, I never get tired. Never. Yeah. All right. What was Justin Cooper's favorite era of history to study in school?
No idea.
He loved the stoned age. He was a big fan of that.
Me too, Coop. Me too.
All right, Smelkman, Mike, and calm down. Why would Jed, who fled, why would he never set foot in the Pepsi Center?
No idea.
He prefers Coke. Any jokes, Coop? Anything?
Negative.
All right. Anything, Roberto?
Negative.
All right. Did you hear that beer in Qatar wasn't actually banned?
Really?
Yes, it turns out it was all accidentally shipped to Plastered Paul. He got all the beer. That's Alex the Cynical. What is the best case scenario for Poppy reading your palm?
No, there's no best case scenario for that.
No. When Poppy says you will die young, broke, and have an ugly wife, you know your life will be good. That's Chip from Maine. How do we know Poppy is not anti-Semitic?
No idea how.
He is predicting the next pope will be Jewish. That's from Chip in Maine. Did you hear that Poppy was recently sentenced? He was recently sentenced to community service picking up trash along the road.
Wow, really?
Yeah, he calls it Picking Up with Poppy, he calls it. That's from Milkman Mike in Colorado. Very, very funny. Why do you know Kyrie doesn't like Roberto's recipes?
How do you know?
Roberto, you use kosher salt, and that's a problem for Kyrie. That's Gary in Youngstown, Ohio. Lame jokes of the week. Thanks, Weedman.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And the Coop Scoop on entertainment starts right now. Have yourself a great weekend. Let's do food picks on Monday.
Okay, we'll do it on Monday.
Beef, potato, gook.
All right, here we go. The Coop Scoop. Hooray for Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. The Coopaloop, Justin Coop.
All right, Ben, we're going to start off in the theaters. premiering this weekend. It's already in theaters right now. It's a new holiday movie, but this one actually looks pretty interesting. I'm going to check it out. It's called Violent Night. And
yeah. Sounds like a family movie.
Nah. Not really. No, it's rated R. It stars David Harbour of Stranger Things fame. John Leguizamo is also in the movie. And basically, a group of mercenaries breaks into a like family compound on Christmas Eve, takes everybody hostage inside, and then who comes to the rescue other than Santa Claus?
Oh, nice.
Yes, kicking ass and taking names.
Santa's got your back.
Yes.
Santa's got your back.
Yeah, so it looks pretty cool. A little gory horror, or not a horror, but comedy.
Well, he lives with a bunch of elves on the North Pole. He's a lonely man. Come on.
Yeah. So I'm going to check that out in theaters. Now, I want to go back to something on Netflix. It's on Netflix right now, and it actually came out a few weeks ago. I missed it when it first came out on Coop Scoop, and then, of course, last week we weren't here. It is a documentary, Ben, and I think you might like this one. I've watched it. Roberto's watched it. It's called Pepsi, Where's My Jet?
Yeah! That's a great one.
Okay.
Yes, it's... It's got great reviews, and basically, I'll give you the premise here. So, in the mid-1990s, Pepsi had an ad campaign that you might remember. It was Drink Pepsi, Get Stuff, and you got, Pepsi points, and you could, there was a catalog, and you could redeem your points for, sunglasses or a shirt or a jacket or whatnot. But one of the commercials that they had, at the end of the commercial, as a joke... It had, the kid that had all the Pepsi gear on, and then he showed up to school in a Harrier jet. And it said on the commercial, Harrier jet, 7 million Pepsi points. But there was no disclaimer on the commercial.
Yeah.
So the kid found a way to get the 7 million Pepsi points, and he wanted his jet.
Oh, yes. Okay. What is that on?
That's on Netflix.
I'm watching that. It's done. I'm in.
Yeah,
I love that.
That sounds
good. Have you guys seen it yet?
Yes, it's great.
Okay, I'm going to watch that. I'm going to watch that on Saturday. Maybe later today I'll watch it.
Nice. Yeah, so that is on Netflix. If you haven't seen it already, check that out. And then another documentary available right now on HBO. It premiered Thursday night at 10 p.m., it's called Branson, and this is a four-part miniseries on Richard Branson, the billionaire that is behind
Virgin. Right?
Yes, Virgin Records, Virgin Atlantic, Virgin Galactic, and all the.
He is
all the
not
different...
a virgin, from what I understand.
I don't believe so.
Hell no.
I was interested in the documentary. I looked it up real quick. The name Virgin came from when he started the record company. Him and the guys that started it had never really been in that field before.
Yeah.
So they were virgins in that field, and that's how they came up with that name. But you can find out a lot more about him and all the crazy stuff that he does.
One of the reasons people go into music, if they are virgins, is to solve that problem.
And, yes.
If you're good at music, generally that leads to some really fun times.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
That amazingly, not overnight sports radio. I can't believe that that does not have the same
effect. No, it does not.
No.
But luckily, I found my fiance through other means.
Yes, as did I.
On Monday night
Monday,
on HBO,
Monday,
9
Monday.
p.m., is right. The third and final season of the fantasy series His Dark Materials. 8-episode, third and final season, and it will come out with 2 episodes each Monday. That is on HBO at 9 p.m. on Monday. And then lastly, I've got one more documentary for you. This one is available, today. It's on right now on Netflix, and it's called Senior, and it is a profile of filmmaker Robert Downey Sr., which I don't know if I'm too young to really, I know Robert Downey Jr., but I know nothing about his dad, but I guess if you want to find out, that is on Netflix right now. It's actually got pretty good reviews. And That is Coop Scoop on Entertainment.
All right. Thank you for that, Coopaloop, as your entertainment needs. I will be watching that documentary. Sounds right in my wheelhouse. I'm old. I like documentaries.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.